Tonight at Southwark Town Hall, as well as the very important Tate Modern Planning application, the Planning Committee also had a slightly farcical discussion of a proposal to redevelop Dockhead Fire Station, which is just off to make Jamaica Road. The building's probably best known as the fire station that was used for the exterior shots in the ITV drama London's Burning for many years. It dates from the late 1920s, but the fire brigade argues that it no longer meets their modern requirements, doesn't have the right sort of accommodation for firefighters, and you can't get the largest modern fire engines physically into the building. The discussion was slightly farcical because members were highly critical of the design of the proposed replacement fire station. The chairman of the planning committee described it as truly awful and pretty woeful. Another member of the committee said that his first impression when he saw the design was Legoland. His second impression was even worse. It reminded him of Southwark Crown Court circa 1980. But there was considerable pressure on councillors to approve the scheme because it's part of a very complicated private finance initiative application that the fire brigade is making to central government in a couple of weeks' time. So they reluctantly went along with the proposal. They imposed a few conditions along the way, notably to do with the windows on the front of the building, which even the architects admitted were not successful at all. And it's quite unusual that you hear an architect of a scheme tell a planning committee that aspects of the scheme they're asking to be approved are really not to their liking either. So it wasn't a unanimous decision. Two councillors, Toby Eckersley and Gordon Nardell, voted against the proposal. They thought that refusal was the appropriate outcome, given their concerns about the design. But the rest of the committee was convinced by the arguments made by the borough fire commander, Andy Snazel, who explained the pressures on the fire service and the desire to redevelop the site in a more modern way. It's a story we've been following for a while on the SE1 website. I'm not entirely clear that the committee got the full picture about the PFI project, because last week the London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority, a paper that was presented to them, suggested that Dockhead, because of the planning difficulties, might become a reserve fire station in the redevelopment plan and not be pursued for full-scale redevelopment up front, and that certainly wasn't the impression given to the committee. So I'll certainly be checking with the fire brigade tomorrow to find out what the fire authority agreed in that regard at their meeting last week, because at the moment the information doesn't quite stack up. There'll be a full report, hopefully sometime on Wednesday, on the London SE1 website.